Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, March 21st, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today's show is going to inform, inspire, and encourage you, and we're going to begin today's episode, How Color Changes Your Life, with my guest, Elaine Marie, color therapist and the director of Aura House School of Therapy, in a few moments. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us, because I know you have a number of other things you could be doing with your time. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. And if they miss the live show, no problem, because on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, you can go over there and listen to the archives under on-demand episodes. And while you're over there, be sure to follow the show. You can click that right up there near my picture. And also add yourself as a friend of the show. That way you get notified about upcoming episodes. In addition, those of you who are active on social media, go ahead and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Now, I know some of you have always wanted to write a book. I know because people ask me all the time, and some of you have asked. But you've hesitated because you didn't know how to get started. Or maybe you have written pages and pages for months, even years, but don't know how to get that book published. Now, if this sounds like you, and you're in Southern California, I have created a face-to-face two-and-a-half-hour workshop just for you. In this workshop, you're going to learn how to go from choosing your title, getting your book cover done, how to get your book written quickly, marketed, and printed. This workshop is called How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. How do you like that title? Most important, I'm going to tell you how to start earning money from your book before it's even finished. Now, those of you who are not here in Southern California, don't despair, because I will be carrying this onto the air and making it a teleseminar later. This workshop is on Thursday, March 31st, 2011, in the city of Orange, in Orange County, California. So if you're local, you want to go ahead over to my website, where you will be able to sign up immediately. You'll see it as soon as you go to the website, you'll see it. ColorYourLifeHappy.com is where you want to go. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. In order to get at that goal, each week I interview different guests from various fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career. We've talked about money management, you name it. We have had a variety of topics on this show over the last 3 years. Today, my guest is Elaine Marie. She's a certified color therapist, a spiritual aromatherapist, and the director of Aura House School of Color Therapy, where she teaches color empowerment, rainbow writing, Atlantean color healing, and many other introductory and certification courses. In her mission to promote awareness and color healing, Elaine Marie created her own radio show, Color Healing Radio, and created National Color Therapy Month, which just happens to be here in March. She also writes 2 blogs and produces her own meditation CDs and color therapy product lines. Her motto is, change your colors and you change your world. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Elaine Marie. Hello there, Elaine Marie.
Hello there, Flora. Oh, happy Color Therapy Month.
Thank you. And this is great. I am pretty excited about Color Therapy Month. Of course, I first heard about it from you, and then I realized that you created this month. So why don't we start with that?
I had so much time on my hands.
I know, I bet. Tell us what Color Therapy Month is all about, and then we'll get back to talking about how colors can change our world.
Okay. Well, like most everything I do these days, it's to help promote the fact that color heals, the power of color. And so that's what Color Therapy Month is all about. So for the next 31 days, and we're almost finished with March. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
But we have so many different activities going on during this month. And so National Color Therapy Month, we have all different types of events and activities going on that have to do with color. And so my mission is basically to share the fact that color is powerful and it does heal. And seriously, there is no reason for us to feel unhappy because we always have color. We have color within us. So color is a great gift to us all.
Now, you mentioned that there are different activities going for this month for National Color Therapy Month. So where could the listeners go to find out what activities are remaining if they want to participate?
Okay. All they have to do is go to www.colortherapymonth.com, and you'll find all the listings. And, of course, there are Color Therapy Month activities going on now that aren't even on our site yet. But you can always, if you don't find something near you, there are online classes going on. And, of course, Color Healing Radio, every single day this month, we are featuring an encore presentation of previous shows. So you get an opportunity to hear from color experts and pioneers like Darius Dinshaw and Catherine Getsky. And so there's a lot of things going on. And if you don't find what you're really looking for, then I would suggest that you read the article called 31 Ways to Celebrate Color Healing, and you can dye your hair a primary color, you can change the color of your toothbrush, you know, you can celebrate in your own way. Today, I am wearing the color red because Monday happens to be a red day. And I need the energy.
Now, is Monday always a red day or this particular Monday? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting because I wear red a lot. I'm wearing a red jacket today. Well, that's cool. Now, you mentioned the article, 31 Ways to Celebrate Color Healing. Where do we access that article?
That's also on the Color Therapy Month
website. Okay. Okay, so www.colortherapymonth.com will give a lot of information as well as we'll be able to access this article.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Right?
And there are other articles, too, written by other color experts, and there are videos in addition to the events that are going on. So I encourage your listeners to just check out the website and learn about color therapy and learn about National Color Therapy Month. This is our first year, by the way.
Oh, cool. This is
great.
Now, I want to know how you got involved in color therapy so that we can get at figuring out how it can help us.
Okay.
So how did you get involved in it?
I think that I always knew that color existed. And it goes back to the days when I was a child and somebody gave me a coloring book and crayons, and if they wanted me to be quiet, it would work. I would just lie on the floor and I'd color and color, and I'd tune everybody out around me. And I was one of those colorers that, you know, I had to color within the lines. I got upset if somebody else was coloring next to me outside of the lines. I was kind of a little color snob, I think. But I think all of my life I've worked with color in some capacity, and when I became an adult, my first career was that of a professional singer, and of course I had my different colored gowns and the sequins and being in the smoke-filled rooms of Holiday Inns was colorful enough, and I just loved color, and then when I think what really, really made me aware of color was a day about 20 years ago, and I walked into a metaphysical gift store here in Rhode Island, and I was planning on buying a crystal and maybe a CD or something. Mm-hmm. And in one of the rooms, along a wall with windows, was a display of about 100 square glass bottles. And in mm-hmm. each of these bottles, they were dual colored. And there would be like a color like blue over violet or green over red. And mm-hmm. I discovered that this was in a color therapy system called Aurasoma, which, interestingly enough, was created by a blind woman from England named Vicky Wall. Mm-hmm. And I just found this so, so fascinating. And at that point, I knew I had to find out about all these colors. It was just, I couldn't get enough color. I just couldn't get enough of it. And then I discovered that I really wanted to learn more and more about color. And so I wound up getting my color therapy certification as a color therapist. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful. I just loved it. And I knew that I had to learn more about color therapy. So I learned about things like, you know, if you wanted to be more optimistic, for instance, choose yellow. Mm. And I had had a habit, I guess, since my teenage years, that if I wasn't feeling too well, if I was feeling kind of, you know, gloomy or whatever, I'd usually gravitate towards putting something on like maybe a gray or some muted color, which basically told the world, I'm not feeling well, get away from me, stay away from me. I could be a grump. But when I started studying color therapy, I realized that you really, in order to feel better, you really should go for the color that's going to make you feel better, like the yellow for optimism or like the orange for joy. And even if you don't feel good immediately, it's sort of like fake it until you make it. You know? And eventually what happens is that the color that you're wearing, you can absorb color through your eyes and your skin. And the color that you're wearing shifts your negative vibrations, and soon you find that you're on the way to recovery. So color heals, and I think it's one of the best natural medicines around. But, you know, we take it for granted so often. It's like, oh, it's just here. It's like, oh, a flower. Oh, okay, move on.
Well, when you say choose color, you're referring to, for example, when you said choose yellow to promote optimism, you're referring to putting on something that's yellow, or what other ways could we choose yellow if we didn't have a yellow blouse or outfit?
The great thing is that you don't even have to have a color in the room. You could be in a totally white room, and all you have to do is imagine the color and breathe in that color. For instance, you could be on an airplane, and I don't know about you. I mean, I love to fly, but occasionally I'll have some child kicking the back of my seat or something. It's like get annoyed.
Instead
of turning around and clobbering the child or maybe the parent, you know, I want to get a little bit more calm and peaceful. So I'll think of the color blue, you know, really pretty clear blue. And all I do is I just breathe in that blue. And I'll think of a particular object that's blue. Perhaps it's the color of a gemstone, you know, like aquamarine or blue topaz. And I'll think of that, and I'll just breathe in that color blue. So you really don't need to have the color on you. You don't have to be wearing it. But other ways you can get color in your system is you can wear it as jewelry. You can eat it. You can drink it.
Okay. That's
amazing. Can wear it. There's a lot of different ways you can get color.
Well, you know what's interesting is, of course, the name of my book is Color Your Life Happy. And
I love
when
the title. I love the title of your show. I love the music. It's so perfect for my topic.
Well, I chose it, of course, metaphorically at first. And then after I finished the manuscript and I was editing and putting the final touches on it, I decided to add little panels inside about color therapy. I didn't call it that, but now that you're talking about it, I put little things throughout the book about choosing certain colors to promote certain feelings. And I just find it interesting that I didn't think of it as color therapy at the time, but I knew that certain colors did promote certain feelings, like what you just mentioned about blue promoting calm.
Exactly. And, we actually get color through music as well. A lot of people don't think about it that way, but composers like Richard Wagner, he often composed his most spiritual music in a room with violet-colored drapes, and, of course, violet is the color of spirituality. So you can get color through music. All of the musical notes, by the way, on the diatonic scale, you've got red. The note, the color red corresponds to the note C, orange to D, yellow to E, and so forth. And it goes on from there. And it's, I just find it really fascinating because, you know, I started off as a music major, and nowhere in music theory class did I ever learn anything about color and music corresponding to each other. And it was only until I started studying color therapy that I found out about this. And, you know, one thing that fascinates me, too, is that some color, some people, not me, unfortunately, but some people can actually see the corresponding colors to each note of a piece of music that they're listening to.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Now, I would love to have that happen to me. That would be a wonderful experience.
Oh, my goodness.
But, of course,
that's
music
gotta
changes
be beautiful.
Our emotions just like color. Music's a vibration. Color is a vibration. You know, so I just think that the whole topic of music and color is just unbelievable. And again, it's just another way that we can enjoy color healing.
You know, when you were saying that about music and the colors, I remembered a TV program I saw once that was a report, a scientific study that had been done with plants. You may have seen this a long time ago, where they played various music in a room and with the time-lapse photography watched what the music did to the plants. And certain music made the plants thrive and grow and reach, you know. And then some other music made the plants wither and die. And it was amazing. So it makes me think about the whole thing of vibrations and the colors that you mentioned that affect not only us as humans, but any living thing.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. It's just like, you know, hidden messages in water, you know, the vibrations of your words. So, and speaking of words, you know, eventually while I was studying color therapy, because I've been a professional writer for 31 years, this is all before I became a color therapist and after I stopped being a singer, I was wondering how the colors of the rainbow could actually help writers express their feelings and maybe even expand their creativity. So I went on to develop my Write by Color system, which is now called Rainbow Writing. And in this system, I was able to develop a number of different meditations that correspond to each of the colors and visualizations and affirmations. And in addition to that, of course, we have writing sessions with different colored pens and pencils. And by the way, when you use, like, for instance, if you use a blue pen or pencil, the color blue is the color of truth and communication. So those are the vibes that you're basically picking up. You know, again, you're absorbing it through your skin in this case.
Now, how does that work if you're composing at the computer? You know.
Well, you know, sometimes
all different
I like to change the color of my font on the computer.
So in the case of the computer, you would use a different color font
when you're composing? Yes, but you can also use color therapy eyewear as long as you don't use anything too dark, for instance. For instance, with the computer, I like to use yellow color therapy eyewear, and I don't know if you know about these glasses, but I have a set of glasses. They're red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, and when I wear the yellow is good for concentration and self-esteem, but when you have it for yellow, you can see it better on the computer screen.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't heard of that before. Back to your rainbow writing block. Tell us how to get to it so that we can go there and take a look at what you're sharing over there.
Okay. Well, now, as of last week, I actually have two blogs. One is called A Little Light on Color Healing, and you can find that at www.rainbowwriter.com. And this particular blog I've been writing for the last couple of years, and mainly it's just my observances about color in my life and other people's lives. And and I have blog posts about everything from Harry Potter to my whole life as a color muse, and another one about how we're actually all, we all have the rainbow within us. And it's called the chakra system, and that gets into a whole other topic. But we sort of carry the rainbow within us. And my latest blog is called Writing Wings. And because I started off as a professional writer, and I have produced a number of writers' conferences and workshops and et cetera over the years for both children and for adults, I have sort of gone back to my roots, and in this case, I'm doing something called heart writing, where I'm helping people to write from their heart, you know, and so that it's not frightening to them. And in this particular process, we use everything from color therapy to aromatherapy and affirmations to assist people to be able to spread their writing wings.
Now, I've heard of aromatherapy, but not combined with color. So how does that work?
One thing, for instance, with the original system that I was introduced to years ago, Aura Soma, that is based on the energies of crystals and of color and of essential oils. So all of these different scents. And every one of the scents, again, corresponds to a particular color. For instance, the color of geranium, you know, the geranium flower would be the color red. Lavender would correspond to the color violet. So again, this is another way that you can absorb and get the benefits, the healing benefits, which could be physical or emotional or spiritual or all three, you know, in this case, from color scents.
So when we talk about the tools that you use to promote color therapy, then crystals and essential oils would be two of those?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
I also, in addition to that, I use the color therapy glasses. And they basically look like sunglasses, except they have different colored lenses in them. That's one of my favorites. I also make my own color sprays. And I have color tuning forks, and I use color gemstones and crystals. For instance, if you wanted to have more energy, you might hold on to a piece of garnet. If you wanted to, if your heart was hurting, if your heart was breaking, if you were feeling a lot of grief, I would go to something of a green color, like a piece of chrysoprase, or possibly jade. So again, it's the color that you're picking up here.
That's amazing. Now, when we go to your, I want to make sure I have your blog URL. It's
Writer.
Writer. So rainbow spelled out fully and writer spelled out fully with no breaks .com, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. And the second one you mentioned is writingwings.com?
Writingwings.com.
Okay.
And that was brand new.
And that's where you talk about heart writing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
On that particular site, I offer my Rainbow Writing online course. I also do that in person as well.
Okay.
And Colors of the Sea, which has been a really popular grief and wellness course that includes journaling. And it's based on the colors of the sea as I see them, which is... turquoise and aqua and seafoam green and cobalt blue and lavender. My husband is a yacht captain, and he says, lavender? I've never seen lavender out there. He wasn't there the day that I was out there. But all of these colors have been so soothing. And when I've done in-person workshops, I mean, people have been so happy because these colors are so soothing. And, of course, water itself is a healer.
Mm-hmm.
So I combine water and color to make a really popular healing course. And this was actually developed through my own grief after I had just lost my father and my grandmother and my cat within a couple of months of each other.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so sometimes out of grief you can create some pretty marvelous things.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, before we run out of time, I know that listeners are probably thinking, how can I take advantage of this? I live across country someplace. Do you give telephone consultations, and how do people contact you to find out about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I do a lot of online workshops. I also do a lot of telephone consultations. All you need to do is go to my any of the websites that you've already mentioned, plus my Aura House School of Color Therapy website. It talks about my color chi consultations, which are completely online and on the phone. And that website is www.colortherapyschool.com.
Okay. Colortherapyschool.com. So there and on any of the other sites, we would be able to see the workshops you offer, the online programs, as well as sign up for telephone consultation, correct?
That's right.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think this has opened up a whole lot of new information to people, but yet, you know, as you talk about it, it makes so much sense. I'm sure all of us can think of situations where we can see now where music and water and all of these things are in our lives and have made a difference, but we just didn't call it color therapy. We didn't know what to call it. But we can certainly see, and I'm sure, you know, there are people who reportedly can see an aura around other people when they approach. And I would find that amazing. It would probably be very distracting if you're walking down the street and you see an aura around people. Can you, is this the same type of aura that Aura House deals with in, when we talk about the aura around people?
Can I? Well, I'll tell you a very, very brief story, and that is I was taking a writing workshop a couple of years ago in Rhode Island from an author I couldn't wait to meet, and she was leaning against a white wall, and all of a sudden I just blurted out loud, "Oh my God, you have a yellow aura!" And everybody looks at me like I had two heads. And basically, the yellow meant that she was very confident and very knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. Mhm.
You know, but I didn't.
And you were able to see it,
auras.
Huh?
I didn't often see auras, so that it was exciting for me.
Yeah, that's amazing. And they say that, of course, we all have them. It's just that all of us can't see them, but they're there. Mm-hmm. And of course, by using some of the tools you suggested, it makes sense that we can change them too.
Exactly. I mean, we call them tools. I mean, I have to say that sometimes I call them my toys because I have so many options here.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Again, yes, we all have auras, and some of us see them and some of us don't, but we all have those vibrations, you know.
Mm.
And I just find it wonderful. And as you said at the top of the show, I mean, change your colors and you change your world, and that's been my motto for a long time now. And I think it's really, really true.
Well, this sounds like something that when people are experiencing emotional upheaval or feeling down or whatever, this is another option to consider before you go to the aspirin and the drugs. Go to color therapy, think about color healing, and visit one of your websites and get some of these tools, or better yet, consultation. That would be fantastic. We are down to the last minute of the show today, and I want to make time to thank you so much for joining me today and sharing what for some people is a new field that they didn't know about before. At least we didn't know about maybe intellectually. Perhaps we've experienced it, you know, intuitively. Thank you so much for joining us. And what is the URL of your radio show, Color Healing?
I'm the producer of Color Healing Radio, which has different radio shows by different color experts, including myself. But my two shows right now are Mad About Hue and Luminaries. I am mad about Hue. So thank you so much for having me on your show, Flora. This is fun.
You're welcome. So we could go to colorhealingradio.com. Is that where we would find out about the shows?
Or you can just go to blogtalkradio.com/color therapy.
Oh, okay.
That
is so great.
You can also find the the player on the colortherapymonth.com website, and you can find it also on colortherapyschool.com website.
Well, I love it that you've placed this information in all of the different places where you can be found so that people, because you have a lot to share.
We leave no colored stone left unturned.
No colored stone left unturned. And you've made it easy for people to find out more about you. Thank you so much for being my guest
today. You're very welcome. Thank you.
And listeners, please join me next Monday, March 28th. It's my anniversary show. I'm going to have some surprises for you. Please join me then. And thank you for tuning in to Color Your Life Happy. Have a blessed week. And remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Every day you can choose. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
Color your life happy.
Your life.